Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live once again from the headquarters here in Arden Hills. Stats Chat episode 6. Kaylin, we've got something special today for our guest, don't we?
We do have a special guest in house. Some of you may or may not recognize him. It goes by the name of Mr. Binger from Gradient Investments. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, guys. I got to tell you, I've been a guest on a lot of podcasts, but this is a podcast, man. Thank you for having me.
This is a special day, Binger. We feel the exact same.
All right.
When we get people like this in the building. I can come join us. Thank you so much. You know, before we get into this, though, we always share a little something from the weekend.
And sure.
It's been a little bit since we've been back in the studio here because of Kaylin's got this unbelievable, and I mean amazing schedule. We've talked about it over the last four or five weeks. But Kaylin, where were you this last weekend?
Yeah, my weekend started on Thursday, driving down to Des Moines, Iowa, which is a magical drive from the Twin Cities. If, if you've ever done it before,
I've done it.
I mean, not a lot along the way. And then I spent 3 days inside a dark building watching dance competition from about 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. And then I drove back Sunday night. And then here we are.
Here we are. So crazy, out of the 4 days, how many minutes would you say out of all of your three daughters that danced, correct?
Yeah.
How many minutes do you think you watched out of 3 or 4 days?
I mean, there's 25 dances total, 3 minutes a piece. So,
okay.
I mean, hour and a half.
Okay. Not bad.
Roughly. Yeah, I mean, somewhere good in there, but I mean, take the math on 4 days of being there for an hour and a half.
I feel like you spent dances much more with a 12 ounce beverage in your hand.
There was a lot of that going on.
A lot more of that. Well, let's kick off the episode. This is, again, episode 6, Mike Binger. Thank you so much. Obviously, Mike, you are the president of Gradient Investments. I know that this goes way back to 2012 when we started in the old building, Kaylin. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right before we just hit record, I thought it'd be fun to kind of start off that way. I remember the old building on the second floor.
Yeah.
There was a little conference room the annuity guys used to steal from you guys all the time. Like, do you remember that?
Oh, my. I mean, I think Gradient Investments had 5 employees back then, and today we're 50. I mean, it just seems like ancient history, but it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
It was only 12 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, 2012. Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
So when you started, AUM was what?
About 180 million.
Okay. And now we just crossed, I saw something the other day.
9 billion.
With a B?
With a B.
That seems like a big number.
That's a large number.
It is. It's been a great ride. We've had a lot of success. We owe it all to our, the teammates, the team members on Gradient Investments, but also the advisors that work with us. I mean, they've really learned a lot, and they've really gotten themselves experienced and seasoned. They've just had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm. But I think what's interesting too is, back in, I started in 2012 as well. But how we transitioned a lot of those advisors into this side of the business, you hear a lot about hunting and you hear a lot about farming.
Correct.
And so what I wanted our advisors to hear today is just how important it is and really the key things that Gradient Investments help with every single day to make sure that our advisors continue to grow, offer really good portfolios, the ability to work with you guys day in and day out, and what credibility your team brings to the table when they sit down across the table from their clients or prospects.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have a really great team. And I mean, going back to the beginning, I remember that there was this notion that it had to be either FIA or investments. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. They complement each other. And a good financial plan generally contains both. You need protection and you need growth. And when you put those two together, you really come up with a holistic plan. And I think that's why a lot of the people that we all work with here have had so much success over the years.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. I mean, the integration that our advisors have learned, because it definitely was that way in the beginning.
Yep.
And even just I can think of, I mean, countless people, some of the big names that work with Brad and I every single day that started at zero and now you're seeing them at 100. It's such a fun ride to see. I mean, because we talk to them every day.
Yeah.
And the lives that they've, that AUM is, I mean, of course, annuities help as well, right? We're always going to sell annuities, Stats Chat annuities, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the things people are buying and the houses people are building. And I mean, AUM is the lifeblood of that long term, I believe as well.
Yeah. So. And you know, when you think about it, I mean, once you know, most people that we deal with, they got their start in the insurance business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just where our people come from. But we talk them into becoming, you know, getting their Series 65 license, becoming an advisor, transitioning from a salesperson into an advisor, having the luxury of not having to only sell one thing and everything else is bad, but having the luxury of being able to sit back with their clients and say, what do you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. That's great. Now I can advise you because I have multiple financial services products in my toolbox to help you get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And there's a couple of things when I talked to a few advisors, Mike, a few things stick out with what you guys do versus what other groups do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name other groups, but my point of this, you sure can. you sure can. Yeah, But the point of it is being able to have the portfolios that are actually built and ran and managed by the people inside the building where mm-hmm. they can actually have, let's just say a large client, high net worth, if you will, come through the door and speak to one of the CFAs on staff that maybe manage or help, you know, build that portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a huge deal.
Maybe not. They do actually, you know, create and then actively manage these portfolios.
There we go.
I mean, that's what makes Gradient Investments and frankly, Gradient Financial Group as an IMO different is that on our wealth management side, we are the portfolio management team. We are the carrier. We are the ones who are creating the portfolios. Mm-hmm. We are the ones who are actively managing them. And we're the ones who are frankly pushing them and recommending them and what to do. That's different from some of the other folks that you didn't want to mention because they're simply a platform.
Correct.
Where people can make selections on. And you don't get that holistic advice and that continuity that you do at Gradient with the, you know, through Case Central, where it integrates the FIA and the wealth management. All the reports are geared towards integrating those two products together.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I mean, there's no question that I think the delivery of what you guys have every single day really adds just a huge component to their everyday operation. And being able to not only, you know, let's just be honest, if I Google Mike Binger, I mean, I see a lot of really good things on Google. You're on Fox Biz, CNBC, and may, you know, maybe another three or four of the team members are on there as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a huge credibility piece for mm-hmm. you and the team. But it also, when a client comes through the door, knowing that their advisor works with a team like you guys, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And we don't go on these networks, you know, to boost ourselves. We go on it to add credibility, to add depth, to add strength to the advisors that we work with, you know, because we really work for the advisors and the advisors work for their clients. So thus Gradient Investments actually works for the clients. You know, that's that fiduciary chain that goes there.
I'd agree. I got one more question, yeah. Kaylin, before Kaylin chimes in here, but you know, we hear about fees all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know that can be a very competitive area, mm-hmm. especially in the AUM side. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want to just throw a little out there on fee structure and how you guys look at different things, because I don't know, I could be wrong, but if I've got $5 million to invest, it might look a little different than if I got $100 million to invest.
It certainly does. Okay. Yes. I mean, as in all businesses, you know, volumes get discounts, that kind of thing. But when it comes to investment management fees, you know, Gradient Investments, we're not trying to be the cheapest thing on the shelf. If you, there are plenty of cheap products out there, and we're not interested in being the Walmart of fees. We're interested in being the Nordstrom of fees.
Okay.
Now we want to be competitive, but we add a lot of value in what we do. And we think we're actually, our fees are fairly cheap for what we provide. Right. So, mm-hmm. so we're not the cheapest thing there, but we're certainly not the most expensive, and we always want to remain competitive, and we are willing to negotiate on a client by client basis if we need to be more competitive.
Sure, to help win that client over.
Exactly,
too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm looking for, Binger, is the Nordstrom rack.
Yeah.
Can you get the rack version of Nordstrom, please?
Yeah, we certainly can be that. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. One thing I wanted to touch on here too, over the years, mm-hmm. I can think back of, you know, the years when annuity was all paper, right? I know investments joined the train that annuities did a while ago, being pretty much paperless. Mm-hmm. Gradient's always been a forefront in this industry with tech, right? Yes. So everyone listening to this podcast right now, I assume is probably working with us some capacity. And, I mean, I talk to agents nowadays, and I just assume they're writing Firelight business and taking EAPs until they, if they ask me for paper, I, you know, it's like, why? Like, what are you doing? I do not understand. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that's been integrated into all of our systems, right? Can you just touch, because I think there is some miscommunication sometimes on, well, AE1 paperwork is significantly harder. I'm sure there's more to it. Honestly, that's a world I don't really know about. Just touch on, like, where it used to be mm-hmm. and, like, what we have in place now in the integration, if you're using Wealthbox. Mm-hmm. With the integration you have with the tech to make it as seamless as possible, because that's right. a question.
So so there's two areas that you need to think about on the AUM side. Number one, there's I need to open up my first account or accounts afterwards, right? So that's an account opening. And that is a very digital process right now. Schwab is our custodian. And Schwab has a digital process called Schwab Digital Workflow. We call it SDW for short. And that is very efficient, but more importantly, it's very quick and it gets your clients invested very fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. And really the goal there is to move away from DocuSign and put everyone into Schwab Digital Workflow. And, okay. and it's worked well. All our agreements are in there and adoption of it has been very strong. Then secondly, there's paperwork that goes along with, you know, all the existing AUM and the requests and the, you know, the distributions and thing, you know, Roth conversions, all these things that happen with additional existing AUM.
Sure.
And there we use a portal called Business Central, which is the same as what the insurance side
correct.
Uses.
Correct.
And we have used DocuSign to print PDFs to upload to the portal. Mm-hmm. But now we're saying, no, let's get away from DocuSign. Just the, everything will be fillable on Business Central now moving nice. Forward. And that's going to make things so much more efficient. You know, the bottom line is that paperwork is, it's always paperwork, man. It's not a fun thing to
hard
do.
To get away from.
But it's part of our business. And I never see a world where they require less paperwork. It's always, they seem to layer things in there a little bit. Mm-hmm. So our goal, just like the, you know, the insurance side, is to make the paperwork process as effortless and efficient and quick as possible. Sometimes that takes time, but you know, it takes time for everyone. I mean, I go out to other competitors' paperwork and I look, oh my God, these, you know, these forms are 40 pages long. Mm-hmm. Ours are like six. Right. So
big difference.
So yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So we want to make it seamless as possible, but it is part of our business.
Of course.
And it's better to have staff handle that than have the advisor doing that. Right.
Well, I think it's also important to know that we've got people inside our building that will help with that as well. Right?
Yeah. We have 25 people, you know, right upstairs from us here that are, you know, that's all they do every day is facilitate paperwork.
For sure. You know, Mike, we try to keep these to, you know, 12 to 15 minutes yeah. for our listeners, but I didn't want to forget to ask a couple of things. I mean,
okay.
there's a lot of listeners out there that want to know how the market's going to be shaken up here in the yeah. next 6 months. But more importantly, you know, we've got into these structured buffered type notes mm-hmm. and what's been kind of the go-to for a lot of advisors right now?
So for a long time, while the market was strong, our dual directional and our buffered index notes were very good because you could participate in the market's upside.
Okay.
And you could also get, you know, let's just say 15 to 20% downside protection.
That's pretty good.
It's great. If you have the opportunity to earn double digit, you know, let's say 12 to 15% annualized returns, and then you also have 15 to 20% downside protection, people love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that
sounds good.
But right now, what's even more popular is our income notes. We call it our designed income portfolio.
Okay.
And we're seeing yields north of 10% right now with as much as 40% downside protection. So I would say right now we're seeing more flow into our income notes than we are into our growth notes, but they're both very popular. It's been a huge success for us over the years and it continues to do so. And we'll keep, you know, there's a lot of ways to structure these buffered note mm-hmm. products, these structured notes. And we're continuing to innovate and we have a new one probably coming out next month.
Oh,
next
very nice. Stay
yeah,
tuned.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So it's exciting stuff and it really resonates with advisors and their clients.
Well, that's awesome. Kaylin, you have any other questions? Well,
let me ask a question about the market. What do I need to buy and not buy, Mike? Crystal ball. Not to put you on the spot.
Okay. you know, I'm going to be a little contrarian right now.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like we're in a little bit of what I'm going to call an AI, artificial intelligence bubble right now.
Sure.
People kind of going crazy and stretch some of these names. And I think they've really ignored healthcare stocks, the healthcare sector right now, where you can get, you know, so just take a company like Boston Scientific. You can, you know, they have low, you know, say about 12% earnings growth, and you can get that at about a 13-14 multiple, which is really cheap. So I like the healthcare sector and some of those stocks right now. It's a little bit of a contrarian play, but you know, in the investment business, everything that's happened, you don't care about. You just care about what's happening going forward. And I think there could be a little reversion to the mean.
Sure. And they're in our backyard too. So shout out.
They are right out the back. Yeah. Right out the back window. Shout out to Boston Sci. Well, Mr. Binger, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Guys, thanks for having me, man. This is
$9 billion is a big number.
It is, but we're going to be 10 by the end of the year.
I love it.
Yeah.
That seems like it's coming quick, the end of the year. We're already into May.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of days, I guess.
And we got a couple of days to go.
Yeah, a couple of days. Well, again, thank you so much to the listeners out there. I hope you got some nuggets from the old Mr. Binger out of the GI camp. They continue to do an amazing job, and we love those guys. And obviously, to all the advisors that are looking to get more information on that, we're a phone call away. We could definitely hook you up with one of the marketers up there, or even Mr. Binger himself. So we appreciate you. Keep up the good work, Mike.
We will. You guys too, man. I mean, a lot of our success comes along with your success too. So it's a team effort here.
It really is, because again, it's hard to have all your money in one side versus the other. We have to work this together, and it always works.
The point is, let's have all the money.
Let's have all the money. Let's get it all. That's right.
That's right.
Well, we appreciate it. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will be number 7 coming right up. We'll talk to you soon.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.